Tomorrow, the government comes out with its latest monthly employment report, a key indicator of the health of the economy, which has been improving. But events around the world could drag down the economy. To talk more about this, we call David Wessel. He's economics editor of The Wall Street Journal and a guest rather frequently in our program. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Renee.
Is the U.S. economy being hurt by the trouble in Libya and the Middle East and Japan?
Well, none of this is good news for the U.S. economy. Higher oil prices aren't good. Anxiety about nuclear problems in Japan isn't good. The headlines about potential bailouts in Europe isn't good. We know that some of the effects are tangible. Some auto and consumer computer companies are having trouble getting parts from Japan. A couple of Japanese automaker plants in the United States can't produce because they can't get parts. So far, though, the U.S. economy is growing. The stock market's up about 7% this quarter so far. But economists have been marking down their forecasts for growth in this quarter a little bit, and that's concerning. One of them yesterday said instead of getting 4% growth in the first quarter, which is what they'd been anticipating just 6 weeks ago, now they're seeing 2% growth in the quarter that ends today.
Well, how much of that might be because of how dependent the U.S. economy is on the rest of the world?
Well, quite a bit. I mean, we do make most of what we consume here, and we do consume most of what we make here. But more than in previous recoveries, we were counting on exports for this one. After all, commercial construction is lousy. Housing is a problem. Still some talk of a double dip in housing prices. States are squeezed. State revenues are still 9% below 2008 peaks. And so we were hoping that exports would pull us along. Half the growth we've had since the recession ended was from exports. So if the rest of the world slows, that'll show up here in our growth and our jobs.
And oil prices, I think, as everyone knows, are above $100 a barrel. What could that do to economic growth?
Nothing good. Look, that's a simple one. We've had $20, $25 increase in the price of oil. Each $10 increase in the price of oil shaves about 0.2 off our growth rate. It's like a tax on us. The money goes to the oil producers. It hurts growth. It means that people spend money on something. They have to spend money to fill their tank. They can't spend it on other things. It raises prices here, raises inflation threats. So it's all bad. And that's probably the biggest single risk to the economy right now, that oil prices go still higher.
Okay, so let's get back to where we started. Tomorrow's jobs report. What are we likely to see?
Well, the expectations are we'll see about 200,000 more private sector jobs created. That's about what we saw in February. But with 14 million people still unemployed and looking for work, this is pretty slow progress. We won't see any effects from the Japanese earthquake in here. The survey that the Labor Department takes was taken before that earthquake hit. We know that business has been getting better for a lot of businesses. The Business Roundtable CEOs, for instance, said nearly all of them expect sales to go higher in the next 6 months, but only half of them see adding workers in the next 6 months. That's more than we saw before, a higher percentage we saw before, but still worrisome. So I think what people are looking for is some sign that the private sector job engine is getting better and better. It's been getting better, but it's such a painfully slow rate that it's really disappointing.
David Wessel of The Wall Street Journal, thanks very much.
You're welcome.